Fascination, which came out back in about 1981. And I hope you enjoy listening to that. Welcome back to Power Zone on SWRFM 88.3. And this is our second test transmission. We're nearing the end of it. In fact, we've only got a couple more days to go. I think tomorrow night. Or if you... It depends on when it comes all over and dark again. It's Sunday morning now. So basically tonight is when it finishes. And we'd like to thank you for all your support and your phone calls throughout the second test transmission. We really... to make advantage of that. It goes to the DOTC and that can actually help us go towards getting a licence.
Yeah, that's what Lord Bunting used to talk about in his show. Okay, another thing we did, another outside broadcast we did, is we pioneered something at SWRFM, which we've done quite a bit of times since its inception, and that was a sports broadcast. The first thing we did back then was actually an outside broadcast from the Homebush Sports Centre. And this is an excerpt of that. Actually, this particular program was presented to the CBA Awards as a separate category and actually won that category, which was quite good for an aspirant station that had only produced one test broadcast previously. We're actually quite proud of that. And once again, the technology involved with this one was very difficult to realise, and it was a great day, very much spearheaded by Ken, who's always been very heavily into the sports outside broadcast programming at SWRFM.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us here at SWRFM 88.3 on the FM dial. We're coming at you live from the Homebush Sports Centre. This is our first outside broadcast of sports, so we hope you enjoyed. We're going to have a go at it. We've never done this before, and you've probably never listened to us before. I'm David Clifton. I'll be hosting it along with Dave Armstrong to my left here.
G'day.
He's with it. Sorry about the Rocky theme on drugs. We all know about that. Tonight we've got at 6 o'clock the Penrith Panthers women's A-grade team playing the Bankstown Bruins. And at about 7.45 we've got the Penrith men's game playing against the Sydney Sonics.
Both big, exciting games, though.
They're huge. Actually, something that our listeners may not know is most of the players in this team, or in these teams, also play in the NBL. This is like their secondary competition, if you want to call it something. But when they're not playing NBL, they're playing in this comp. So we're going to see some pretty good players here tonight. Introduce the Penrith Panthers women's team. Number 4, Karen Aylett, is the guard. Number 5, Cherie Hodson, is the forward. Number 6, Lisa Patrick, not the TV star, is the guard and forward. Number 7 is Marianne Davis, the guard.
Yep, and that's what our first outside sports broadcast sounded like. Now, we'll come to the end of the second test now, which was really the first test which SWRFM produced, which was entirely a technical, totally community radio broadcast. This is the closing medley. Enjoy.
Well, as far as this test broadcast...
We can unplug them from
that. Well, as far as this test broadcast is concerned, we've now finished. It is exactly midnight, and we start with this song that we started, and we personally feel that this is the most appropriate song at the moment. Just do it. This is right here.
Goodbye.
This is right now. This is SWRFM. Goodbye.
SWRFM.
You're listening to SWRFM.
To SWRFM.
This CD here.
And now we are live.
WRFM and
SWRFM with the SWRFM 88.3.
SWRFM.
You're on SWRFM 88.
And now you're on SWRFM with...
Yeah. Should have just let it ring out.
SWRFM.
SWRFM.
SWRFM
88.3 FM.
We're broadcasting on 88.3 in stereo. Ken is making me my coffee. Great. I just need it.
Good morning. My name is Bradley Primmer. I'm one of the new people here broadcasting.
Good morning. You're listening to SWRFM in stereo, and this is our second test broadcast.
SWRFM Community Radio.
SWRFM.
heartbreak beat. Yeah, all night long. And nobody don't dance on the edge of the dark. We've got the radio on. And it feels like love, but it don't mean a lot. And it feels like love, and it's all that we got. There's a perfect kiss somewhere out in the dark, but a kiss ain't enough. And the world don't stop every time that you come. And the world don't stop every time that you come.
There's a heartbreak beat down on the street, and it feels like love. Got the radio on. What better words could there possibly be for a Swire FM test broadcast? And my goodness, that song has been featured prominently on Swire FM playlists ever since. Another one which just must go into the history of Swire and played in just the right spot too. Okay. That was the second test. The sponsorship budget for that second test was about $600, and plus we had some services donated. The first time we had airtime fees, they were $5 per hour. And membership for this organisation was also $5 per year. There was a third test planned soon after that. The frequency, we had to change the frequency. What used to happen is we had to get away from WOW FM. So a new frequency was found. Mr. Ken Jones, our RF engineer, went and studied the list of frequencies in Sydney and decided that we would test 100.3 megahertz. It's in a whole area of the band that was previously untested, and after contacting the ABA, they decided to let him test it, and as a result, we did. But unfortunately, it wasn't so good, because we found straight away that there's a big problem with changing frequencies. As you may remember, Swire FM's broadcast site at the time was located in Emerton, which was Popondetta Road on the ex-Baptist church that was there. And surrounded by that church is houses, and some of them quite close, within 20 to 30 metres of our transmitting antenna, which was on top of the building at the time. Now, let's get technical for a second, explain what happened, because at 88.3, the first harmonic is considerably low and not in the way of anyone, but the first harmonic of 100.3 is 200.6, i.e. you double the frequency to get the first harmonic. And 200.6 megahertz, strangely enough, or coincidentally enough, was right on top of Channel 9's colour carrier, which meant that anyone within about 400 to 500 metres who was watching Channel 9 whilst Swire FM was attempting to broadcast from the Emerton site found that it was unfortunately impossible. Their picture would probably be just about written off the screen. It depended on the way the antenna and television was installed in the house, and let's put it this way, not a lot of professional installations were found in that part of the town. So we did attempt to try and fix it with filters, but in the end it was hopeless. And to make matters much worse, it just happened to be the weekend of the AFL Grand Final. So Swire FM was forced to go off the air. So that third test was a bit of a fizzer, really. We probably lost about 40% of all our time off the air on that particular one, we didn't quite get pissed off with each other, but it certainly spelt the end of tests from the Emerton Centre. We decided straight away that there's no way we could ever use 100.3 again in that particular setting, and that if we were going to use 100.3 as a frequency, we would have to be able to sight the transmitter away from houses or away from places where television receivers would normally be used. One particular track which became very famous and very popular during that test was this one, and it's obvious the reason why, because we really need to kill our television.
Never been there. She turned upon him, took him by the Not just a craving, but a necessity to survive. Join Amanda, Kristen, AJ and Shelby 4 to 6 on Monday afternoons on Swire FM 99.9. I'm sure they'll whet your appetite.
Try your best. Try everything you can.
Do people who've been drinking step off the curb without thinking? Do they wander mindlessly onto the road hailing cabs? Do they trip over median strips, sprawling into the middle of the road? Please, think. Because people who've been drinking don't. If you're driving near pubs and clubs, slow down. How fast are you going now? A message from the RTA.
The beginning.
Obscure alternatives?
Come from the...
On Thursdays? 12 till 2? On Swire FM 99.9.
kids, how many times a day do you get nagged about doing your homework or cleaning your room? You want to escape from that? Well, every Wednesday from 4pm, you can do that with the Kids Hour. Tune in for great kids' music and giveaways. The Kids Hour from 4pm this Wednesday on the new Swire FM 99.9.
Must be under 12 to call.
Hello, I'm Jack Thompson.
Hang on, that's the wrong Jack Thompson. Here's 71-year-old Jack Thompson for Active Australia.
I've come out of competition hockey. I said that I'd give it away at 65. I said I'd give it away at 68. I said I'd give it away at 70, 71, and I'm still going, and I think I might go to a little bit longer.
Get Active Australia. Contact your local sporting club or fitness centre. Participate and feel great.
This is the new Swire FM 99.9.
Yeah, that's what it is now, but now we're once again going to go back into history. What you heard a short while ago was the tail end of our second test, basically a wonderful little piece there of the of going off the air on second test and all sorts of little bits edited in there. And at the very end you would have heard something very special, and that was a particular piece of promo which you otherwise would never have heard. And I'm just going to call it up again, and I won't be able to do it just while I'm talking to you. I'll do it in a minute. Yeah, it was basically we got all the members into the hall at the Baptist Church and just had them yell SWRFM Community Radio, and Ken recorded it, and that was the result. After that, we had a song from Craig McLaughlin, and that was One Reason Why, a relevant song for Mr. Khan at the time, because he had someone walk into his life who's since walked out. And before that, we had Psychedelic Furs, Heartbreak Beat, as you know. Let's move along. The third test was a joke. The fourth test was something very special. In 1993, Blacktown City Council formed the Friends of Swire FM. Now, some of us called it the Fiends of Swire FM. We won't get into that. But the Friends of Swire FM was a group of people who would meet irregularly, that's probably the best thing I could say, to hopefully support Swire FM in getting a licence for the Blacktown area. And at the time, Councillor Barry Robson was involved with setting it up, and Ken Marsh was the person who was actually a council staffer who would chair the meetings. And Ken Marsh was with the Friends of Swire FM right up until the very most recent times, so he's been with it for a long time. And the first thing we did as part of the Friends of Swire FM is tried to bite off more than we can chew. And with that, we're going to move into looking briefly at the fourth Swire FM test broadcast, which took place. It was a very short one. It was only from the 4th to the 7th of March, 1993. Now, I'll get personal here because I do a lot. I mean, I have done a lot of things in my life, a lot of heavy things. Shows, I've bitten off a lot and I've chewed a lot. But this particular weekend was the one of all the time I can think that I've had the least amount of sleep and I've been the most dangerous that I can ever think of. It was the heaviest weekend, and the amazing thing is that we pulled it off. The only people we were ever competing against was ourselves. And let me explain to you what we did. Okay, imagine a station with no home. We'd moved out of the centre at Emerton, and we had no home whatsoever, no studio. What we did have is we had a guy called Greg Lewis who'd come along to a friend's meeting, and he was a teacher at Doonside High School, and Doonside High School had equipped a studio in their music room, which was reasonably well equipped actually, and he came along and said, well, why don't you perform your test broadcast from Doonside High? Okay, that's a great idea. And of course Barry Robson said, well, why don't you put your transmitter on top of the council chambers? Oh, that's a great idea. Yes, we'll do that. And someone else put their hand up and said, well, why don't you do an outside broadcast from the Blacktown show? Yes, that's a great idea. Let's do that. And all these things just started coming up, and all of a sudden they were all going to be done. But the problem was they were all going to be done all at the same time. Okay, so here's what we had to do. The technicians had to set up a studio at Doonside High School in a space where previously there was none, link it back to Blacktown City Council chambers via STL to a society, to an installation to broadcast an FM signal on 100.3 where previously there had been none, and on top of all that, borrow a caravan from Triple R in Ryde, which of course was empty, fill it with equipment and park it at the Blacktown show beside the Simpson Pavilion, which ironically enough is the pavilion that Swire FM is now housed in, and link that back to the well, either site, also by STL or crossbar link or whatever the case may be, and get that on the air as well, all within the same weekend. And just to throw a little few extras in, we also decided that it was appropriate that we have a huge dance party at Doonside High School on the Sunday night. We just thought we'd throw that in as well, just as a little bit of extra work.
Jeez, you're doing
well. So you can imagine that not much sleep was got by anyone on that weekend. The amazing thing is we pulled it off, and it was the biggest weekend I can ever think of that Swire FM's ever had. The dance party was fantastic, a huge success. The broadcast was huge. All the technology worked. I can't believe that it did, but it did. And in my life, I just think back to that weekend and think, holy shite. Just amazing that we got away with it, and it's just truly a fantastic time to think of even now. Okay, I'm going to start this segment playing a song, and this song is Tori Amos and Cornflake Girl. It's a relevant song because, funnily enough, when we were setting up all these links, no one bought any CDs. No one bought any CDs to the studio. We only had one CD, and we just put this CD on again and again whilst we set up the signal, the deviation, all this sort of stuff. And by the time I think it was the Thursday night was over, we'd heard Tori Amos's Cornflake Girl at least 1,000 times. And I don't think we ever wanted to hear it again. Well, sorry, guys. Here it is.
That was a good solution, hanging with the raisin girls. She's gone to the other side, giving us a yo-yo. Things are getting kind of gross, and I go at sleepy time. This is not really, this is not really happening. Would just peel out the white wear. She knows what's going on. Seems we got a cheaper feel now. All the sweet tears are gone. Gone to the other side with my hands like a PBS. Must have paid her a nice price. She's putting on a stupid love. This is not really, this is not really happening. Well,
SWRFM. Tori Amos on Cornflake Girl. We're talking about the fourth test broadcast of SWRFM, which took place from the 4th of March to the 7th of March 1993. The most ambitious test Swire ever undertook, from Blacktown Civic Centre in Blacktown, also from a live broadcast from the Blacktown Show, and also from studio at Doonside High School in the music department in Block D. It only lasted for 4 days on 100.3 megahertz. There was a huge successful dance party on Saturday night at Doonside High School, and a lot of very, very tired technicians at the end of the week. I can't believe we did it. I just can't believe it. But nevertheless, we did. And let's hear just a few excerpts of what it sounded like. We had a studio to transmitter radio frequency link from Doonside to the Civic Centre, also from the showground to the Civic Centre, and we had a crossbar link which was bidirectional, which operated from the showground to Doonside and or Doonside back to the showground. So we tried just about every possible conceivable link, every possible conceivable bit of technology for getting signals around. Ken and I and myself had it happening, and this is what it sounded like.
I'm gonna go hard rolling, taking it easy, hard, hard rolling. I'm gonna get hard.
You're on SWRFM, caught out by Sherbet there, played on analog vinyl. With only one bump, and the person who created the bump is now going to talk on the air. Here we go. Hello.
Hello. Now, this is Swire FM 100.3, and what song are we going to now?
I haven't got the cover for the CD that's in the next one, but we'll just do that on there. You can hear that everyone's just talking in the background. Ken's getting ready for us to...
Turner's running around making faces at the van and...
and the occupants.
Going through her first childhood still.
And we'll be trying our STL link shortly. The other one, that is. There's two, see. You're listening to one, then we'll try the other one after. Okay, this next track was on CD2. As a knight will know, it's one thing to build them, but it's another thing to run them.
You're tuned to Swire FM 100.3, community radio in the western suburbs, Yahoo. We're down at the Blacktown Show tonight, and we'll be here for the next couple of days, so come on down and see us. If you're tuning in at home and you're thinking, well, maybe I should go down and check out who these guys are and what they're doing, feel free. Paddy's here, Clifton's here, and the rest of the gang. We'd be happy to hand out pamphlets and have a chat to you. I'm going to send a cheerio now to the guys from Apex who were standing on the gates collecting money. They're working hard, and they're all volunteers as well, just like us. So hello to the guys from Apex who are doing a fantastic job.
Treated me
well on the way in.
Yeah, one other thing, Anite, can you ring us?
Yes.
Somehow.
Mr. Khan, Mr. Khan.
It's time to do some changes again. Thanks.
On Swire FM.
Okay, let's we'll keep talking, guys.
I think this... Are we going for the 70s stuff again?
Of course.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Sorry.
Big dance party tomorrow night for all those students of Doonside High School who are out there listening. Saturday night will be the hottest place in town. Yes, we will all be there. And I promise not to dance like I danced in the quadrangle today.
Yes, she's been dancing around the caravan all afternoon, actually.
I have not.
She's going to run out of energy soon.
Okay, that's right.
Let's listen to what Sailor have to say.
Yeah, Swire FM in the peak of its operations. My goodness, we really were out of control in those days. I can't believe what we did back in those days. It was just unbelievable. Another guy who came along and became involved with Swire FM in the fourth test was The Voice. Now, this guy's name is Leon Zankwix, and I know for a fact that he is in Penrith. He gave me a call only last year. He called home and asked me to give him a call back, but I lost his number and I can't seem to find it anywhere. So, unfortunately, we weren't able to contact him and tell him that the Swire opening was on. Otherwise, we would have been able to have him come along. But nevertheless, we've dug up The Voice, and here he is now listening. You can listen to him and how he sounded back on the fourth test.
Hello. Yes, it drifts off into the sunset there.
You're with SWR FM, broadcasting live from the Blacktown Show. This is true?
We've got a special request here.
This is Leon, our, well...
part-time DJ.
Yeah, full-time DJ when it comes to sponsorship announcements.
We're looking at Cherry Neil Diamond at the moment for showing
Leon,
Nick over in
Blacktown. Leon, about this Neil Diamond, we've got to talk, all right?
No, mate, it's a special request. Look, this is our Soir Public here.
It is a special request, and it's the only time, okay?
An excellent tune. We need phone calls for more encouragement on Neil Diamond.
No, we don't. No, we don't want any more phone
Either
calls
that
for
that
Neil
Diamond. Either that is achy, braggy, hard, mate. One or the other.
just slip out
Let's
of the room
it.
For
You're
a second.
Blackmailer.
Cherry.
SWRFM, yes, as you can hear, that was the way it sounded. Leon on the fourth test. And I actually have Ken on the line. We're going to cross to him now. And Ken.
Yeah, hey, yeah, mate.
The story behind Mr. Zankwix, you're going to share it with us.
Back in those days, we used to do anything we possibly could to get people involved, and I headed down to Ryde Regional Radio on my way home from work one day, just to pop in to see if we could utilise some of their recorded programs. Sorry about my voice at the moment, I've got the flu. Recorded programs that they had. They had some quite entertaining programs. We wanted to use them during our test, and there was this guy down there, and... had the deepest voice like I'd ever heard for radio, and got chit-chatting with him, and he'd only just turned up to the station the same time I did to see if he could get some airtime on Ryde Regional Radio. And I didn't know where he was from, and I was about to leave, and he said, "Mate, do you want to give me a lift home?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, well, where do you live?" And he says, "Live at Rudy Hill." And I said, "You don't, do you?" He goes, "Yeah." I says, "I'm Mount Druitt." And he goes, "Wow," he says, "I've just come here just to see if I can get some airtime on this community radio station." I said, "Well, why go this far? Why don't you go to Soir?" And that started our relationship with Leon.
Yep. Well, it's been a good and long relationship, and a lot of people would know the promo, which, of course, still gets around the Soir FM, the Soir FM world. I can even probably find it. Hang on just a sec, Ken, and I'll... You can just talk, you go on.
I'm just going to have a cough if you don't mind.
That's
right. I'm dying here in Penrith.
Why are you dying in Penrith?
Well, I live in Penrith. Why am I dying? I've got the flu.
Yep. You must have caught it back again because...
Didn't get rid of it, mate. I think it was last weekend that got me.
Oh, dear. That's our fault.
Well, you know, way it goes.
Yep. Okay, All right, well, we're just going to go to another little spot. Is that enough from you, Ken? You
happy? Yeah, for the moment, mate. I've got a
okay.
throat.
Okay, thanks for telling us about Leon there, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, mate, bye.
Let's have another little listen to Leon. This is what he sounded like on the fourth test, and this is a little bit of blues harp from Leon.
Hey, we got some people coming.
Yeah. Live on community radio, SWRFM at the Blacktown Show, live. Live. Mouth harmonica, blues harp, live. Yeah, well, that's what Leon sounded like back then. And you may even have heard this promo played on Soir FM today, and this is what it sounds like. They still play it today.
Soir in stereo.
That is a song... that's a promo which has been played on Soir FM even today, and that's actually... was produced at the same time as the fourth test. That person that you listened to there was Marquita, which was a Knights friend at the time. And this promo here is another one produced in 1993 that also is played on Swar FM still today, 9 years later.
Stereo.
Swar, impress your ears. Swar FM.
Now, in that promo, you will have noticed Leon there saying stereo, but he used to say stereo 100.3, and someone's obviously got to cool out and realise that Swar FM have now changed their frequency, and they've said Swar on the top of it. So, yeah, history still hangs around this organisation. It's amazing just how much there really is. So, let's continue on now listening to the fourth test. Everything wasn't all clear sailing, and there was another program back in the early Swar days. Dale and Rob were their names, and they used to call the program Hog City, and it was an absolute favourite on Swar. Everyone would listen to it. It was an alternative music show, but it was like these guys, it was such an intelligence that you just had to listen to the show to really understand it. And they're probably still around somewhere. We lost touch with them somewhere in the late 90s. They used to do a show quite a bit, but this was in their heyday. They did this on the fourth test, Hog City. This was actually part of a cross, just to help you understand what was going on here. The outside broadcast was coming from Blacktown Showgrounds on the Friday night, and it was actually crossing back to Doonside so that Hog City could do their show from Doonside and not Blacktown. So you can hear all sorts of STLs cutting in and out and goodness knows what, and you get to find out what it sounds like when two STL transmitters transmit on top of each other, which is pretty much a mess. And you can see that it wasn't all smooth sailing on that weekend. Certainly a few technical problems were going on, and this is a good example of that.
What's the time, Dale?
It's 1 minute to seven!
1 minute to seven? We've got to get to the studio for the Hog City show, quick!
Time's up!
Oh, Bob!
Peter, before you ring bell, just been down in New York town. Done my.
You are here listening to Hog City, trying to listen to us at Doonside, but you're also listening to us at Blacktown at the moment. So we're trying to get the song up now.
Blacktown, and drop the STL, please.
And Blacktown, drop your STL, please. We'd love you to do that right now. Thank you very much. This is Hog City with Dale and Rob. Here comes...
Please don't drop that STL in public.
No. Here comes the delicatessen song, You Two with Salami.
Hey, it's great to be back in the studio, isn't it, Rob?
We're back!
This is Hog City with Robert Linus and Dale Sadler, and we've got some really great tracks lined up for you tonight.
We have some fantastic music, ladies and gentlemen. We are taking the airwaves.
We are. We've got some Peter Andre.
Yes.
Colette's.
Patrick Hernandez.
Oh, that's one of my all-time favourites.
Fantastic guy.
Great. Can we get one of those on right now?
I think so, Dale.
Beauty, I'm looking forward to this.
Let's go with Pussyfoot.
Oh.
It's not the way that you do it, but how you do it to me. It's not the way that I want it, but how you want it to be. They say that one and one thing.
Record police.
Come out with your hands up your bums. Oh, I mean, your hands up, comma, you bums.
It's an offence to own a copy of Collett's Raise the Roof in this state.
Oh, no, Rob, what are we going to do? They've taken all our records.
All our good stuff. The crappy records police have been in and taken all the good stuff.
Oh, perhaps the Knight's got some good things.
I think, hey...
He hasn't. I've had a look.
There's something in the turntable. What? Who's this guy?
Nick. Cave.
Nick Cave?
Well, sorry, listeners, we'll have to give it a go, I'm afraid.
Tower of Song.
What's it called?
Tower of Song.
Oh.
I'm a singer in the Tower of Song.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay, now. One, two...
Yes, so, FM, and you've been listening to Hog City there. That's from the fourth test. Let's have our last fourth test excerpt now, very last test. Very last excerpt from the fourth Swire FM test right now.
SWR FM, and everyone just talks away.
The Knack with Marsha Erna.
Get it.